to Live Jazz, the comedy show, coming to you pre-recorded right here in historic North Hollywood, or His Snoho. I'm your host, Daryl Haynes.
And I'm your co-host, Kim Hoffman.
And I'm your other co-host, Kevin Cocker.
And welcome to our exciting 10th episode, guys.
Yes.
Yay.
They said we couldn't, but we're here. Is my dad.
Yeah.
Take that, Kim's dad.
Yeah. Ha. Your dad likes to be referred to as plural, like as a they or those people.
Well, her dad's royal, so.
Yeah.
Right. Little known fact.
Little known fact.
I am royalty.
No, just your dad.
I'm born into it.
Oh,
that's what royalty is.
Man, I don't know how that
Go
whole
back
system
to school,
works.
Kevin.
Ah,
yeah, you really need to study monarchy because it's very important to
you
know.
You just
all that.
Said you wanted to have a monarchy and give people weird titles in it.
Well, yeah, but that's all I thought that was about. I thought you could just be like, oh, guess what, guys? I'm a monarch now. But I guess that's not how it works.
No.
At all.
Yeah, I mean, if it did, like, everybody would be a king.
See, no, I thought that it was just a couple people like, oh, I'll be a king. And they're like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Everyone's
that person's
okay
a king.
That.
I don't need
you,
to be a king.
You be a king. I'm going to go be an astronaut. So
yeah.
That's
like,
good.
And yeah, I'll be a peasant because that's awesome.
Yeah. I miss the days where you could just say whatever job you wanted and that's what you were.
That has never happened.
And you just automatically were that.
Yeah, it just became that. Oh, by the way, guys, I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, who wants open heart surgery? I do.
Yeah. And then you do
it.
On yourself.
Yeah.
Because you can do that. You're
you
a doctor and you want the surgery.
And you want the surgery, so you can do it. It's a good, it was a great do-it-yourself time.
Yeah. Sad that times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Darn this age we live in. Well, that was fun.
That was a fun time.
That was great.
Remember when we did that? That was great.
I miss those times when we could just do stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was a do-it-yourself time.
Yeah, it was. And
a couple minutes ago.
It makes me miss them, you know? It's just like what happened within these seconds that people just change so fast and it's like, no, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, guys, I've already lost my royalty status.
Wow, man. You really
Since
should
then,
hold on to that. Next time you get it, hold on to it.
Hold on tight.
Put it in the bank.
Well,
we'll do.
We have someone here who has said that he's a guest.
Oh.
So we put him on the show.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah,
that's
how
you say you're a guest and you're here.
You show up, say, I'm guest, and we go, that's great, here's radio.
So, welcome Jacob Reed of the Upright Citizen Brigade Team Bangarang.
Hello. Is now when I talk?
Yeah, now is when you talk.
I had all kinds of opinions about royalty and jobs, but I didn't know if I was allowed to talk yet. So
you know
I didn't say anything.
We can go back to it at any time.
We can go back and...
I'll just send you guys all my opinions and thoughts.
Oh, great. We were hoping you would.
That is so nice of you. You've got to be just probably the most polite guest we've had.
You're a really nice guest.
What do most guests do?
We're not complimenting you yet.
We got a lot to say. I bet you have great opinions about royalty. I always looked at you as like a smart, intelligent man.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen you perform, and we know how smart you are.
We've seen you host the jams at UCBLA.
We're not done.
And he's always suspicious, but it's like appropriately suspicious.
Yeah, it's
like
nice
you can't trick this guy because he knows.
Someone said, "Put on your helmets" when I came into the room, and then was like, "I mean, headphones."
Yeah,
that's not a joke.
He has a great memory.
He's sharp like a tack.
Yeah.
Like, if you, like, poke him, you'll bleed. That's how sharp
he is.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm scared to poke
him. I need a Band-Aid. That's how sharp he is.
So, in case you didn't know, you're actually very sharp.
Yeah, you're a very sharp person.
Very sharp.
And not mentioned sharp intellectually, but also a sharp dresser.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is true.
Audience,
is
you can't
true.
See this, but you can hear it. Just hear how good looking he is.
Just picture the most amazing outfit you've ever seen, and it's that like times 10.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, when they see outfits, they don't listen to them enough.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. There's a lot of
what color
of
would you
there.
Guys describe this tuxedo as being?
It's like a in between a maroon and a purple.
Yeah.
And
I was gonna say fuchsia. I was gonna say fuchsia.
See, I was gonna say mauve, but I also know that I don't really know what mauve is. So let's go fuchsia.
The motorcycle I drove here was cranberry, and so I was trying to match that.
Trying to match.
Yeah, see, that's
so
good
cool.
fashion tips. Always gotta match your motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and like when he said put on your helmet earlier, you were about to go back outside.
Yeah, I was gonna
put
go
on
get
your
my motorcycle helmet, but I didn't. Put it on because it's just a joke.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. Yeah, yes,
that was a joke. Yeah.
I ride a motorcycle without a helmet. I think safety is laughable.
Yeah.
Safety's
yeah.
for quitters.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, if you don't look cool, you got to look cool while doing things.
Is this being filmed as well?
No.
No.
You guys have like one of those, you know, like at awards shows where there's the logo over and over and over yeah. again. Mm-hmm. There's one of those behind us.
Yeah. Well, it makes us feel good about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It's like, why are we doing this? Oh, yeah. That's why.
That's right.
It just says best show ever yeah. over and over again yeah. behind us. Yeah. Makes us feel good.
Yeah. Why are we doing this? Oh, yeah. It's the best show ever.
That's good. Correct.
Yeah.
You know, if we didn't have that, I would just cry. Yeah, the whole show would be a really me sobbing
sad
into
show.
The microphone.
And then it'd be like us counseling you. Yeah. Counseling you? Counseling?
Counseling.
I don't know how to say words.
Well, you know, me neither.
The real answer is there are pictures taken during this yeah. show at times for the website.
Oh, yeah, hence yeah. the lights.
Smart, smart.
Also, we need to see. Yeah. So, lights.
It is getting dark outside.
It is. It's like sunset-ish. Yeah. It's like 7 o'clock on a Thursday. It's
dark.
It's dark
it's
time.
It's dark.
It's dark time. That's these are dark times.
These are really dark times.
Especially with losing your royalty status and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rough.
Thank you. That means a lot.
So when did you start doing improv?
Yeah.
Nice segue.
I thought about this. I was like, oh, this is where I go.
I started doing improv. So, well, I count when I started doing improv very seriously in like 2007, which is when I started taking classes at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater here in Los Angeles. But I started doing long form improv in 2004-ish with this great college improv group at the University of Southern California called Second Nature. And then I actually did short form for a long time before that in San Diego. So I technically started doing improv, I think it was like 1998.
Oh, wow.
Or 1999, oh, wow. But nice. That makes me feel like I should be way better than I am now, considering that. But like when you're a kid, you can't learn anything.
Yeah,
really?
No, you really can't.
Well, it's not that you can't learn anything, but like improvising, or I feel like doing any kind of comedy before you're an adult is mm-hmm. novel, but mm-hmm. you have no life experiences to draw from. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
like.
Yeah, it's all like, oh, this is what I think life may
right.
be like.
Right.
Ha-ha?
Like, oh, ha-ha, cafeteria food. Am I right?
Right.
And you got yeah. like three people in the audience like, oh, yeah, I know what that guy's talking about.
Right. So there's like, I mean, the reason I technically I've been doing improv for however many years that is, which is a lot. But there's people who've been doing improv for like 2-3 years that are as good or way better than me because they started as adults. So.
Wow, I never thought of it that way. I guess... Yeah, I guess that's true. Okay, well, that makes me feel better. I don't know.
How about you guys? How long have you guys been doing improv?
I think, I started when I was a sophomore in high school doing short form.
Yeah, everyone kind of starts a short form.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. So I guess that was like 2004.
Yeah, 2004, 2005.
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah.
How do you guys all know each other?
Then I went to college where I met Kim.
And I met Kevin.
And we were at a short form, long form group.
No,
Sonoma State University.
Go Seawolves.
Yeah, we're a made up mascot. Hoocha.
Thanks, Jack London.
Hey, hold on though. If you have to make up a mascot, how badass is a seawolf?
Yeah, that's
it's a wolf from the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's two badass things.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It is.
It's
it
either
is
it's either
awesome.
A wolf from the ocean or your mascot is just a drunk sailor. Which
someone drunk enough being I'm a wolf.
I'm a
yeah. Now I'm a wolf.
Which is kind of great.
Well, our school used to be the Cossacks, and then they realized how offensive that was, and they're like, let's tone it down a bit and be seawolves now.
Yeah, we still want to be vicious, but we also want to be in the world where we can make up what we are.
Yeah.
And how mm-hmm. how did you guys meet Daryl?
I met Kim. I was
I'm the person. I linked these two gentlemen.
You're
together.
In the link That's, later.
Yes.
Yeah. I work for the UCB Torco sales team in New York. And,
oh, that's cool.
Kim was an intern.
I interned after I graduated from Sonoma State University.
Oh, nice.
Go Seawolves.
Yeah, and
or Cossacks.
And then when I moved here in September, I met this guy like a trip over here.
Oh yeah,
you
were visiting.
Yeah, I was visiting.
We went to a show.
Yeah,
it was a UCB show. I wasn't sure. It was either a jam or one of something at the Herald.
You are involved in this now because you are the host of the Long Hard Improv Jam, and I'm pretty sure that's where these two guys met. So you are responsible for whatever happens here.
For this. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I could help, guys.
Yeah. So, really, you created the show.
Hey,
Thank you.
And I am proud of its creation every day. The only thing I wish is that we had some kind of, you know, the show logo up on the wall, but we do. So, that my wishes are all met.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you had the shortest list of demands I think I've ever seen for a guest.
Where do I go? Okay, great. I'm in.
That's the end.
Demands for most things.
Yeah.
Most people, we got to, like, kidnap their kids or, like, give them a lot of money. Oh, yeah. You are just straightforward.
Should have held out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, you know, next time.
We have all this money we could have given out to you, but.
We got chests filled with doubloons.
Yeah.
Golden doubloons.
Which are hard to spend.
Yeah. Not a lot of people take them.
They don't work in meters. They don't work in
vending machines. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. I would try to use it at a Starbucks. They just looked at me for a while.
If you give too many to a museum, they're not interested because they don't look rare enough. Mm. It's
kind of like a ridiculous. I mean, in any world where this would actually happen, everything is ridiculous anyway. But if someone went to like a Coinstar with gold doubloons that are worth just like, you know, tons of money, it would just keep rejecting them and saying like, this isn't worth shit, man. Can I swear?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's too late. No, it's fine. Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Your demand list is getting longer as you're here.
Yeah.
See, now I just want to get a bunch of doubloons and just try them out. Like, go to Target and be like, hey, can I get these Legos?
No way, man. What Legos would you get?
Oh, man, I totally get the architecture Legos.
Yep. The new one? The, like, architecture studio?
Yeah. I'm going to get the Guggenheim and then, like, the Space Needle.
Yep.
And then
the new Sydney Opera House.
Yeah, the new, it's not like 300 the old pieces. One. Yeah,
old one sucks.
Shitty opera house.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the new Simpsons house?
Oh yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, all the people look ridiculous though. They have like massive bulgy eyes.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah, but the house.
If I could get any Lego right now, my top Lego pick, since you asked, would be the Back to the Future DeLorean Lego, which is $35.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I mean, it's $35. I should get it. I'm an adult. I should buy things that I like, but I also have finances to worry about, so I don't. I think my second Lego pick, I don't know. I don't know, guys.
See, I would choose the Death Star.
How high it is.
That's what I would go for. Yeah? That massive Death Star that's like, it's like $80 or maybe $200. One of those two.
Expensive. Okay, as long as money is not an option.
Money's not an option for this.
And I'm turning the interview questions on myself and making them, what Legos would I want to buy? My number two, actually my number one Lego would be on eBay, there is a Indiana Jones Temple of Doom minecart set that's like $400. That is, you know, like they don't make it anymore. It was back, you know, when
back in the
like
day.
The movie came out.
You actually saved me a question later in this interview process because
I
was going to.
Legos I liked.
One, it was what Legos you like. Two, I was going to ask, what do you do when you're not being a member of Bangarang or working on your podcast before you were funny? And I found out it's looking up Lego sets on eBay.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of money to spend on Legos, but it is what I would spend money on if I had money to spend frivolously. Like if I had doubloons, Legos. That's what would happen. Legos and travel, I think, would be the two things that I'm spending on. There's a gentleman dancing outside of this window.
Ooh, I should have him on as a guest next week.
Oh yeah, totally. Especially if he said I'm a guest on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Well, I think it's time for a message from our sponsor.
Yes, we'll be right back.
By Josh Binzel's Pokemon Cookbook for all your Pokemon dining needs. Dishes such as Magikarp sashimi wrapped in Oddish leaves, Taurus steaks with Moo Moo milk cheese dressing, oven-roasted Remoraid garnished with chopped bell sprout, buttered corfish, and many more. It's the perfect meals for a family gathering or a night alone. Available now on Bamazon.com.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Bamazon.com is great.
It's a great website.
I love it.
Get all my stuff.
Do they have Bamazon Prime? Sorry, guys.
It like costs a lot.
Yeah.
Any word that is, I'm not even going to call that a pun. It's literally just like drunk wordplay. Yes. I'm all about it.
And just adding a letter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, well, they also have Bamazon Express.
It's just like Elmer Fudd's online. That's basically
that's what it
what
is.
You've done.
Yeah. It's the Elmer Fudd shopping
right.
network.
You know. Yeah. Yeah.
Would you like a book? We got books.
Oh man.
Yeah, but that
be very, very frugal.
Now, I'm just imagining. I've never heard Jeff Bezos speak, but I'm now imagining that he just sounds like Elmer Fudd.
Oh man, to just go anywhere and have Elmer Fudd's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Just doing anything.
Yeah, just order a cup of coffee.
I like a cup of coffee. No, now he sounds like he's from Boston.
Okay,
it's all interchangeable.
This is a serious question. Did Mel Blanc do his voice?
I believe so.
Did he
so.
Do? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Let's go with that.
Okay. Because yeah. I mean, he didn't do all the.
He did almost all.
But
of
he
them.
Did
yeah,
a
like,
lot of
yeah.
them.
Majority
yeah.
of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know a guy who did like 400 and something Looney Tunes voices. He's in his late 80s at this point, but he was like 14 or 15 when he started. He basically wow. like he wow. literally like back in wow. the day like where you could just get in a cab and be like, take me to Hollywood, and walk into an agent's office and be like, I'd like a job.
Good, we have tons of them.
Yeah, like, you know, like if you wanted to be an improv comedian in like 1982, yeah. you would be one of 40 people, so you yeah. would have it made.
You'd
like
be at
it's
the
like
top.
Yeah, but it's crazy, those guys. Like he was telling me stories about like meeting Mel Blanc and him being like, can you do, you know, like Porky Pig? And he's like, yeah. And I said, and then he did like Porky Pig in oh. front of me, and it was like it was Porky Pig by the guy who, you know, filled wow. in for Porky Pig. It was nuts.
That's super cool.
It's insane. I mean, okay, well, it's not insane. It's just really cool.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
That is the craziest story I've ever heard.
like, I can't believe that. Like, oh my god, like, you should be like put into an asylum because that's how crazy
yeah,
that story.
That story
was.
Should be have a straitjacket.
Straitjacket yeah, for that should, story.
Yeah, yeah.
Story straitjackets on Blamazon.com. Guys, we are doing the best
oh, yeah.
in-studio game ever.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
For the first time, you can call in during the show and
oh,
win
yeah.
a prize.
Yeah,
we've never offered prizes before. It's just a really quick trivia
our
thing.
Our budget's like so big, we were like, we just need to waste some money, so
yes.
let's get some
so,
prizes.
So
yeah.
the prize for this show is a nice iPod Classic.
A silver,
silver
iPod yeah. Classic.
iPod wow. Classic.
What? Holds 160 gigs of music, videos, the whole deal. Doesn't do apps, you know, like
no.
iPhones, because
yeah,
it's still the click wheel thing, but it's great.
It's a great prize.
It's a great product, too.
How did you guys wrestle that away from the Smithsonian? That's a that's a collectible
yeah,
item.
We have gold doubloons.
Yeah,
oh my
doubloons.
God.
We traded doubloons for it.
Someone, yeah. wait, someone's going to call in and actually win that? That's a real thing?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
All they have to do is, Daryl, what's the question? They just have to answer
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, what? Here we go. All right, let's look at what my question is. What is the capital of the state of California? Okay.
So, yes, right. The phone number is listed at the bottom
California
of the computer
City.
Screen.
Yeah.
Yes. What?
You're already the on the
away.
Show.
Oh,
you're already
yeah,
here.
You can't
didn't
win
call.
It. Yeah.
So just, but,
just give
well,
us a call.
Well, just give us a call.
Okay.
Yeah, first caller
now.
In.
Anyone, just give us a call.
All right, I'm waiting. Okay.
Okay.
Guys, the number's right at the bottom of the screen.
Capital of California.
Just
give us a call.
Wait a second.
Guys.
What?
Yeah.
Guys,
No one's. Oh.
No one's. You'd yeah. think people would jump at this.
Maybe
like,
no
who?
One wants an iPod Classic.
Okay, we'll up it. I will add,
oh.
in addition to the iPod yeah. Classic, I will add my Hyundai Elantra.
Ooh.
Whoa. Yeah, because you
okay.
get paid
that's,
so much.
That's a foolish move. Because then you don't need a car to get around.
Daryl drives for Lyft. Daryl
yeah.
will drive
me
around.
I'll just drive you around. That's
yeah.
fine.
I just want someone
sacrifice,
to call.
Yeah,
sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Just call in. What is the capital of
California?
California.
So many Californians.
You'll get an iPod Classic and a Hyundai Elantra.
Yes.
Yeah. This is
this
great.
Is the best
yeah.
deal.
So good.
It's one fact.
And
it's
very
guys,
simple. Jacob even said it.
just...
It used to be... At one point, I think it was supposed to be San Francisco. They were going to make... Yeah. Did it used to be San Francisco?
It used to be, okay. But now it's not Sacramento. Whole, see, yeah. I just said it.
You just said
call
it.
In. And
yeah. You already said Sacramento.
Say Sacramento. Sacramento.
Just, okay, just say...
Call in.
Sacramento.
Say Sacramento.
Do you guys hate Hyundais?
Do you hate that? Okay, fine. We'll throw in another prize. Okay, you get Kim.
What?
Boom.
Yeah, that's
Kim.
A sacrifice of money you make. Let's put
it iPod Classic.
Yeah.
Guys,
for Hyundai
I just gave
Elantra
up my cart.
And Kimberly
Kim.
Hoffman.
Yeah, you get her.
Get her.
Are you dedicated to the show, Kim? Come on.
Yes, of course I'm dedicated
okay,
to the show.
Then you'll be an item.
You'll do it.
I will give myself wholly to the first person who calls and says Sacramento. Okay. I will do that for
giving
this
giving yourself
show.
To them wholly made it sound really adult all
that
of a sudden.
That is how it's fully committed. I mean, as a whole person, not like for a week, but like wholly for eternity. Not like, not like gross stuff.
Well, no, gross stuff too.
What?
Yeah, gross stuff too.
Well, yeah, it's like they can do whatever they
want. They do whatever you want. They're yours.
Okay,
theirs.
Now we have to be getting calls in.
Yeah.
It's just...
I'm on.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Okay. So this show is live to tape, but not live, right?
I
don't know.
Yeah, yes, it is. Yeah.
Oh,
so someone calls in, and then you guys will then.
Well.
How does this work?
This is a weird time thing. I never even thought about
Kevin.
This.
Kevin.
Yeah.
This totally slipped my mind.
I did not think that through.
Thank you so much, Jacob. I was almost promised holy to
so much
someone.
Oh, jeez. Well, okay, fine. We'll fix this for next week.
Next time.
I'm not a prize next week.
You're not a prize? Okay, well, then we'll fix it for another time when we can convince Kim to be a prize again. Because
we have to figure this out, too. It's like...
The logistics.
Yeah, and like the time thing because we're pre-recorded.
No, I'm pretty sure someone has a time phone out there. You just call and go back in time.
You still haven't given them a phone number, though.
No, it's at the bottom of our screen.
But it's an audio podcast.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Like, is it just at the bottom of their screen?
Yeah, it's the bottom.
Like, if they're listening to the podcast on a screen...
Of some sort.
And if they've
kind.
Written a number on the bottom of the screen, then that's the number that they are to call?
Any screen.
You know, this all started from what we were saying at first, where we thought we could just say jobs, and that would be your job. And now it's like we just think we just say things, and then it's true.
Yeah, right.
But it's not. It's not. We didn't
Thank
even...
Thank God for that.
Man.
Oh, my.
That's live jazz.
Things we say aren't true,
thousands of ideas and zero follow-through.
Oh, my.
So there's no way for me to win that Hyundai Elantra.
I'm going to keep that. I'm going to drive home and probably cry the whole way.
But
we
still got an iPod Classic.
Is that for real? You guys should really give that away.
Yeah, it would be great. We should get a hold of one.
Ooh, I got one.
Oh, how about that guy that was dancing outside?
Oh yeah,
we
that
gotta go
guy.
Find him.
Here, have an iPod Classic.
Classic. How many gigs are we talking?
Yeah, 160, like I said.
160 gigs.
Wow. 160 gigs.
A good amount of gigs.
Yeah, and if you like Broadway musicals and Israeli folk dance music, it is already loaded on here.
Oh,
so,
guys, that's what we call a score. Can I tell you guys something super embarrassing?
Yes.
Do you ever
yes.
use Spotify? It's a great service, right?
Yes.
My brother wants me to use it.
Tons of music at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
I have probably, I would say 90% of my Spotify use has been show tunes.
Oh my gosh.
Which, I'm not even that big of a musical theater person, but at one point I was just like, you got all the musical theater on here. And it's like, I would say 90% musical theater, 5% stand-up specials.
Good.
And then 5% like everything else.
My iPod is so perfect for you.
Yeah?
It's essentially, I think, everything you have on Spotify just...
Okay.
In this iPod.
Just in iPod form.
And what kind of musicals are we talking here? Are we talking like
classics?
Super musical?
I don't care.
Musicals?
Yeah, I think like...
you have it, but you don't care.
Well, no, I mean, I just like... Like, there's a lot of musicals I haven't listened to all of, and so it's nice to, like, any kind of classic stuff like Rodgers and Hammerstein or Sondheim or anything like that. But then I fell into this weird trap of just like, this shit's here? I'm going to listen to it, even if it's bad. So I listened to like the entire... they did like that Little Mermaid musical opened and closed immediately. And I was like, I have to listen to all of this.
You know, they're bringing it back.
Why?
They're bringing it back to Broadway instead because they did like a roller skate staging for their swimming, but now they're going to try to do aerial silks, I heard.
Well, that's what they should have done initially. That's
exactly, but they're bringing it back, and everyone's cool with it, even though it's only been like 5 years.
Wow.
But the same music and the same
I think
everything?
Same score. I mean, not same cast, but...
Same score, different lyrics? Like they wrote brand new lyrics, but it was
part
too
of something.
The
else.
Problem was the lyrics. Yeah, that's what
made no it catchy sense. Tunes in The Little Mermaid.
I also just watched all of the Shrek musical is up on Netflix.
Yes.
Oh wow,
it's so weird, guys. It's like it's basically the movie verbatim plus a lot of songs that are unnecessary.
Yes,
nice.
And just millions of dollars that was spent on like. Costumes,
rotating
sets, like,
that's nuts.
It's so and like that, like everyone sounds pretty much exactly the same as the characters from the movie, like painstakingly, you know, like they're doing impressions of the characters in the movie, except for the guy who plays Shrek, who has like a little bit of a Scottish accent sometimes, and then the rest of the time is just like, ah, fuck it,
get out of my swamp, laddie.
Right, that's basically it. And like, Get Out of My Swamp, Laddie is a 15-minute song. Like, it's somehow it's a 4-hour musical.
Yeah, and it's being performed everywhere now. Like, every regional community theater is doing this, including my neighborhood. It's opening like next month or something.
Seriously, a 4-hour musical? Who watches that?
And if I was 4 years old, I'd be all over that
okay.
shit.
That's why. I mean, that's why it's going in every community theater, because it puts kids in seats seeing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a clock going for when we're talking. When I do, when I'm all of a sudden like, hey, I want to start talking about Shrek the Musical, I'm eating into time that you guys had planned to talk about.
Oh, no,
stuff.
Well,
we planned for Jacob.
Everything
time.
That we really planned,
is happening.
We
did.
It has happened.
We really only have one regular segment left, which is when we ask the guest you to name one thing they like and one thing they don't like. And it honestly sounds like. You did that already with the musical rant.
So,
but if you want to do another one of each.
Something I like and something I don't like?
Yes.
Any category?
Any category.
That's so broad. I like food. I do not like running barefoot in thick sand.
Oh, that's so
true. That is difficult and cumbersome.
Oh,
yeah, both those things are out here.
Hold on. Dry thick sand or wet thick sand?
Dry thick sand is worse, but just thick sand is difficult to run in at all. I also hate IKEA on a weekend.
Oh.
Fair.
Yeah.
Racism.
That's a good thing to
people
hate.
People who don't use their turn signals.
Oh,
I have a lot of hate inside of
me. Not much like, but a lot of hate.
Yeah.
I like a lot of stuff, too. But I hate a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're just kind of looking at you, and you look like a very hateful person.
Yeah, like somebody that hates a lot of things.
Yeah. We're like, that looks like a guy who loves to hate.
Yeah, like we were excited about getting to this. Yeah, because
someone once did tell me that I was the most how did they phrase it? That I was the most optimistically negative person they'd ever met. Something
does
like that.
Does that neutralize itself?
I don't know. I feel like it might.
Okay.
All right. Well, now we're at the end of our show. Can stuff you want to plug?
Plugs? Sure. I'll give you some plugs and some shrugs.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a plug. Like my stuff or just
yeah.
in general?
Like plug
stuff
your
you
stuff
do.
And then just some random things.
Sure. So I perform with a really great improv group called Bangarang every Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the UCB Theater. And it's some of the most talented people I have ever seen or gotten to perform with. So it's really a fun show. And you should come check that out. I also, my sketch group, Tremendousaur, which is myself and Justin Michael, we do a podcast called Before You Were Funny, which you can check out at beforeyouwerefunny.com. And we do a live show every other month at UCB. Our next one is March 1st, Saturday, March 1st at 10 o'clock p.m. at UCB. We don't have all our guests figured out, but one of them is screenwriter John August, who writes all the Tim Burton movies. We're also doing the show at San Francisco Sketch Fest on February 1st. I'm going to go fast, sorry. February 1st at 1 o'clock p.m. at the Dark Room Theater with Tim Sharp from Enlightened and Undeclared and Cameron Esposito from Put Your Hands Together and one other person who we don't know who it is yet. And we do it live elsewhere as well. And then another plug is the show Banshee. It's fucking nuts. You should watch it. It's like porn and a B movie, and it's on TV.
Wow.
And it's insane.
You said it's on TV. What channel?
It's on Cinemax.
There you go.
It's basically like within the first like 15 minutes, you see boobs and someone jams a bottle through someone's skull.
Oh, wow. All right. My Twitter handle's at Daryl Haynes, at Live Jazz Comedy. Is another okay?
You can follow me, Kim Hoffman, on Twitter at Kimmy Hoffma. You can find out what's going on with my groups, Mrs. Beckley and Yarn Improv.
And you can find me on the streets of Irvine. I work with Improv City. They do shows Fridays and Saturdays. And have a good one.
No time.
Thank you
no
for listening.
Time. Good night.